Welcome to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and I'm joined by our engineer, Alex. The purpose of this weekly podcast is to promote everything going on in hospitality in Torbay. We're talking about restaurants, pubs, bars, attractions, festivals, events, plus a jobs listing and our live music calendar. If you like what you hear, please share a 5-star review, tell your friends, and give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for the very latest. It's time for the show. Let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week, we want to give a shout out to new listeners, Paul, Greg, and Charlotte, and our friends at Burridge's on TQ Harbor, and Ollie from the Freedom Boat Club. Hey, Ollie. Today, we're pleased to welcome Michelle Brown, the co-owner of Torquay Water Sports. They are the fastest rib ride in the UK, and they do a lot more, which we're going to learn about on the podcast. Thanks for coming, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brilliant. It's so nice to have a guest on today. I can't wait to hear your perspective. So we're going to look at hotel news first. The Linkham Hall Hotel and Spa is offering 20% off their spa days on Tuesdays and Wednesdays until the end of May. They've got three different packages, and you get a glass of Prosecco on arrival, plus a spa treatment, 2 hours of spa access, and if that wasn't enough, £10 off your next visit. It's a limited time offer, so just visit the Linkham Hall Hotel and Spa Facebook page for more details. The Belgrave Sands Hotel and Spa is offering what they're calling combo treatments. They're 2 for £60, and you can like combine reflexology, express mani-pedis, and shoulder massage. And now they also do what's called, do you know what that is? Reiki energy healing? Have you ever heard of that?
Do you know, I had my first Reiki healing session a couple of months ago, and it was amazing.
Really?
If you haven't done it, I really recommend giving it a go.
Are you calling it Reiki?
Reiki.
Reiki energy healing. £35 over at the Belgrave Sands, excuse me. And they've also got classic spa days for two are only £119. And those are kind of like 30-minute sessions. And you get all the spa facilities. You get the lunch in the lounge. And then also their signature fluffy robes and slippers. And you can also upgrade that if you want to. So to book, you just go to Belgrave Sands. Or you call them 01803-226-366. Staying with the spa vibe, where the Carry Arms in Babbicombe, they have an offer to stay in one of the luxury sea view rooms, the beach huts, or cottages, and join them for cocktails and a royal afternoon tea party. That's on the coronation weekend. There's a 2-night minimum stay. But get this, they're offering a twilight spa special. £55 a person. You get a 3-course dinner, glass of Prosecco, and 90 minutes in the spa.
Wowza.
It's running now, and then it's going to, they've extended it through the end of June. So to book that, you ring 01803-327-110, and that's the Carry Arms. TLH has some really good offers on selected dates from May through August. A 2-night bed, breakfast, and dinner, only £140 per person. So you visit tlh.co.uk and you look for Bank Holiday Savers. Now we're turning over to restaurant news. Indiang on Belgrave Road has announced their spring and summer menu. So they've got set menus, Pan Asian street food, curries, and their new Punjabi pancakes. And they're like a flaky pastry that are stuffed with all kinds of delicious fillings. And their bao buns have been recommended by friend of the pod, Julia, at the Simmon on Abbey Road. What we love about Indiang is how they offer like so many options. You can have vegetarian, vegan, and you know that the award-winning service is world class. Have you ever been to Indiang?
I've driven past it. I've seen them arrive. And that's a really good reason now to go and try them out, I think. Sounds delicious.
I know. It's so good. If you go to their Facebook page, you can download the whole menu and start to like order in your mind. It's delicious. Over in Dartmouth, the Angel Taste of Devon has a new Friday and Saturday set lunch, 3 courses for £35, 2 courses, £29.50, and it looks incredible. The offshore in Torquay has announced, you ready for this, a new canine customer menu this week.
Excellent.
I know. Do you have a dog?
I do have a little Jack Russell.
Oh, perfect. Well, their new menu item is a blueberry frozen yogurt.
We just need the sunshine to go with that now.
I know, right? So we're keeping our eye on two new restaurants opening. I think Michelle might have some news on one of them.
I do.
Mm. I just saw last night in Wellswood, Portofino now has their signage up and they have some exterior lighting and it's looking really good.
Yes. So Portofino is the second restaurant for Ollie's. That's their first restaurant. And last night in the marina, they trialed Ollie's at sea on board a motor yacht owned by Hoffman Knight Charters. So they're looking at doing a collaboration there and offering an exclusive menu on board a super yacht in the marina. So that sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it does. Oh my gosh, they're going from strength to strength and it's so good to see. It's brilliant. And now the latest announcement for a new restaurant, and it's known as Torbay's worst kept secret, is that the owners of 21 on Torquay Harbour are taking over the former Weesup building on the marina, and they promise brunches, pizza, cocktails, coffees, and more. So you need to get onto the Otto Torquay Facebook and Instagram for the latest details. Looks like a vibe, doesn't it?
I'm really excited for this. Their vision looks incredible and they've got an amazing location. So we're absolutely buzzing for them to open.
That's brilliant. Our friends at Tuffo Gelato on Torquay Harbour, right over the road, they now offer desserts. They've got an Amalfi lemon cream with berries and a chocolate salted caramel mousse. You can visit them today and say hello to their precious pup, Alfie. Big Bakes in St. Mary Church has launched their new brownie stacks. You can get 38 brownie squares. That's the small one. Small is 38 at 57 quid. And large has 65 brownie squares, and that's £96. There's five flavors like chocolate, white chocolate, Nutella, caramel, Biscoff. You email bigbakesbakery@hotmail.com with the date that you want this for. It's like a big tower of brownies. The date that you need it for, what size you'd like, and what flavors you want. They take orders up to 6 months in advance. So check out their Instagram where they have photos of this new product. And that's at Big Bakes Bakery.
Looks incredible on their socials.
I know. They always do a good job. Hi, Charlie. The Kent's in Wellswood is featuring a new gin tasting board. So you get three singles and two tonics. It's £14.50 and it runs all day, every day. And don't forget, on Thursdays, they have live music at 8 p.m. And it's also steak night. Buy one, get one half price. And I can personally recommend the ribeye. Over in supplier news, Bay's Brewery has delivered for Paint and Zoo's 100th birthday with an extra special beer. It's a guest ale called Wild 100, and it's described as like a crisp, copper-colored pale ale with citrus character. And this will be the 10th guest ale that they've done for Paint and Zoo. And they'll also be raising funds with 10p donated per pint sold. And the beer is available to purchase from lots of pubs and bars across Devon and also their website, baysbrewery.co.uk. And congratulations to Torbay Gin.
Oh, they've been doing so well, haven't they?
So good. Strength to strength, right? In addition to being awarded gold at the 2023 International Wine and Spirit Competition, both Torbay Gins have progressed to the finals of the Gin Guide Awards in 2023. And I think, isn't that being announced on the 5th of May?
Yes.
I think it's coming up. We love their RN Tiaco gin. Is that the one that's orange?
Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
Blood orange, raspberry, and sea buckthorn. And they've also secured a brand new listing. It was just announced, I think yesterday, at the Hampton by Hilton. So congratulations to James and the crew at Torbay Gin. You can order online at torbaygin.co.uk, or you can visit them at those Cockington Craft Studios where they have a shop.
Super exciting and so great to have so much happening in the Bay.
I know. And gin is just so Torbay, isn't it? It's
brilliant. Very much.
Really good. Also nominated and shortlisted as finalists in the 2023 Gin Guide are our friends at Deck Chair Gin from Brixham. We have an exclusive interview with their co-founder, Matt. Let's take a listen. And we're here with Matt Collins from Deck Chair Gin. He's a founder, and they are celebrating the fact that they just got shortlist nomination for the to be a finalist in the Gin Guide in 2023. Matt, are you there?
I am. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I wanted to see, how does it feel? It's really great honor and a privilege to be nominated and to be a finalist. What do you think? How do you feel?
We feel energized and really excited by being nominated for our fruit infusion gins, our raspberry fruit infusion gin, and our slow damson and plum fruit infusion gin. That's really on the back of the fact that our signature deck chair gin was nominated winner in its class of last year's awards. Mm. So to be nominated again the following year for two other gins is, you know, just great and really, really exciting.
That is brilliant. Congratulations. And I thought that you won it last year because you are known as the award-winning coastal gin in the UK. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
Nice. So I know that you're featured in a lot of kind of restaurants, bars, clubs and pubs all over Torbay and South Devon. But you can also order bottles of deck chair gin on your website, right?
We can, yeah. It's available from us, and the website is www.deckchairgin.co.uk. And it's also available from most good wine merchants and spirit suppliers across Devon and, in actual fact, across the country.
Yeah. You know what? I was just thinking, you know, I haven't seen you since Christmas at the New Key Inn. Are you still there? Are you still at the New Key Inn?
We are. Yes. And getting ready for Pirate Festival, the Brixton Pirate Festival this weekend.
Oh, my God. It's going to be debauchery. I'll have to stop in and see you guys.
Definitely. Come and have a gin.
Oh, that's brilliant. Right. So that's the New Key Inn in Brixham. Deck Chair Gin. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast this week, Matt.
It's a pleasure. Lovely speaking with you.
Oh, super. I'll see you this weekend.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye. And now turning to attractions news. Michelle, I'm going to need your help with this one. If you've got the fastest rib ride in the UK, this is one of the biggest attractions and biggest like tourist draws that brings people down here to see what that's all about. And I would love to chat with you some more about like what the offering is there over at Torquay Water Sports. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
It's amazing. I've got a couple questions here. So could you give our listeners a little bit of background about how you got started in the water sports industry and kind of what led you to the decision to start a rib ride business, of all things?
Yes, of course. So it all began age 17 when I joined the Royal Navy. So both myself and my husband, Paul, served in the Royal Navy for a number of years, surrounded by water, and we're really keen to carry that across. So left the Navy, bought a boat to carry on that love for the water. Mm. I then was fortunate enough to start working with the rib manufacturer that actually built our ribs and was given the opportunity to purchase two. So it was a natural step to jump from that to running a rib ride business. The question was, where do we do it? So Paul and I knew we wanted to do it. Our business partners already had the Torbay connection. And when we realised there was nobody here doing it, we were really surprised, jumped at the chance and were so excited with what we found and are continuing to find within Torbay and the Geopark.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. So is it really the fastest? Did you say you have? How many boats do you have now?
So we've got three boats. Right. Raptor is the fleet in our flagship. So she is the fastest rib ride in the UK and can achieve speeds of up to 65 knots, which is just over 70 miles an hour.
What? That's
which for a boat on water is incredible. Have you been on yet?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
I've been invited by your colleague. But I don't know. I was at a beer festival that weekend. I didn't think a rib ride plus beer festival, actually.
No, maybe not.
But is the Raptor the name of the fastest boat, or are they all called Raptor?
No, that's Raptor is the fast boat.
Yes.
And we've got two other slightly smaller boats that do a more leisurely trip around the bay. So we cater for everybody.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. So, so you've got plans for the future, or, you know, I know that you just don't offer the fastest rib ride in the UK. There's more to it, isn't there?
There is more to it. We're an RYA training school. And like I said, across the three boats we have, we offer different trips. We've looked at expanding. We've looked at going to different other areas in the UK or Devon, especially, but we're really good at what we do. And we wanted to keep it low-key. We're quite hands-on business owners. We've got an amazing small team. So we'd rather just stay small and concentrate on doing it very well as we do at the moment. There are some exciting things that may come in 2024, but they're in the very early developments.
Okay.
So we're not going to say too much about that yet.
Okay.
But it's an uncertain time at the moment, isn't it?
It definitely is.
We don't know what the forecast looks like. So for this year, we're just going to keep doing what we did last year, which was run three boats really well.
Oh, that's brilliant. Would you call this adventure tourism? It seems like that to me.
Yes, I think it fits into that quite nicely.
Yeah.
Although it's not all adventurous. Some of our trips are quite leisurely, but being out on the water, it's really quite special.
Right. It does take, you know what I mean? When you're going out on a boat, you have to accept that there are certain risks. Are there any kind of challenges that you say that you would face with running like such a fast paced kind of like this adventure type business?
Yeah, I think you touched on it briefly there. The speed element, the fastest rib ride in the UK does come with some associated risks. Raptor is a unique design. She's absolutely amazing. And I don't know if you've ever seen her out the water here, looking out of your window.
All the time.
Yeah, she's incredible. So the boat's a special design to enable it to do the speeds it does. It's strapped full of safety equipment. So we've got G-force sensors all over it. So the guys driving at the back can see exactly what's happening to the passengers, you know, throughout the trip. They know exactly what's going on at every part of the boat. And she was built especially for rib rides. So she's an incredible boat. It's a two crew operation. So you met Paul and Greg down there. We're one of the only rib rides that have two crew as we operate. So that's really good. So if you take...
Is that for safety?
That's for safety. Yeah. So the speeds that we're doing to have two sets of eyes out, looking out all the time is really important.
Yes.
So you take the special boat design, the safety equipment, and our small team of really experienced skippers. Add that with some SOPs, you know, and a plan, and we've got the safest rib ride operation in the UK, which we're really proud about. And now we can be confident with that. It just allows us to let our hair down and have some fun along the way.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. You know, it's not just the fastest, it's the safest too.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Oh, that's really good to know. It's brilliant. Are you observing any kind of like trends in the industry? Like, would you say that like, that adventure tourism has got anything kind of new on the horizon? Are tourists looking for anything that's like new?
That's a very good question. I think everybody's always looking for new experiences. I think post-COVID, the experience thing came, you know, quite strongly with people wanting to do things rather than buying things.
Yes.
So I think that's strongly played into what we're doing. I think the key for us is making sure that we can keep people coming back. So if they've been out on a trip with us once, why would they come back for a second trip? So being diverse and offering different trips, different experiences, making sure they're personal and people want to come back, I think is going to be really important.
Yes, yes. Personal fulfillment is considered to be like the new luxury, you know, and having an experience more than things. I think COVID taught a lot of us, you know, like a lesson about like what people want out of life. And I think they are looking to have all of that like zest, you know, life for living and all of that kind of thing.
So, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, Torbay and the English Riviera is a hidden gem and we need to do all we can to shout about it and tell that story. And I think that's where social media comes in more than ever before. To tell that story and engage with people. And I think there's some people in the Bay that are still struggling to keep up with that, TikTok in particular.
Yes.
But it is so powerful. And that's what we're enjoying doing at the moment, telling our story, sharing the fun, both, you know, front of house and behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's great. Didn't you say that one of your posts had like 1 million views or something?
Even it higher? Did. So we had a basking shark swim into the marina right next to the boat Raptor that we were cleaning. And we looked down and were like, crikey, it's a basking shark. And I think the first thing that went through Greg's head was like, he was so excited. It's like, do I jump in and cuddle it, or, you know, it was absolutely incredible. And yes, that went kind of viral.
Oh, it's incredible. A basking shark. And where was it? In the marina?
Yeah, literally came in. So, you know, sometimes we're out all day on boat trips trying to find wildlife. And yes, then at the end of the day, a basking shark just swam past the boat. It was an incredible sight.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I can see how that would have gotten like a million views. That's been interesting. So, yeah, you know, like tourism, I guess, is like constantly evolving. Like, so what do you see? Summer 2023 is sort of just around the corner. Do you have any predictions for the upcoming season for Tor Bay? When you look, we're here on Beacon Key looking out across the bay. What predictions do you have for the season in terms of like footfall or popularity or just water sports or anything?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd be very successful in business. yes, today as we look out over Beacon Key and your views here from your office are absolutely stunning.
Thanks.
The weather's not particularly great at the moment. It hasn't really warmed up. So I think a lot of people are saving themselves for the bank holiday weekends that are coming up and all the events that are coming. We had a really good Easter. So if Easter's anything to go by, we hope the rest of the year will fall into the same footfall as that. But it's our job just to make sure we're, you know, shouting about ourselves, everything Tor Bay has to offer. We used to have pre-bookings. So our pre-bookings were really high post-COVID, where people were planning what they were coming down to do. That's changed dramatically. So I'd say 70% last year were walk-bys.
Oh.
So we've had to change what we do slightly and have a point of sale location on the seafront with our team there smiling and engaging, talking to people and being prepared, you know, to whisk people out there and then on the water. So we've had to change our business model a little bit, but I've got high hopes for the year. And I hope that the English Riviera will not disappoint with the sunshine and the good weather, which will undoubtedly make for a fantastic May and summer.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're just praying for good weather here. And it looks like the sun might come out this afternoon. So fingers crossed, right?
I do hope so.
So, yeah, when you're not working, where do you and your team like to hang out on the weekends?
Well, our early morning hotspot's the Babbicom Beach Cafe.
Oh, have you seen their Instagram?
Amazing.
Yes.
So Holly used to work with us and broke away to fulfill her ambition of having her own cafe. So in the early mornings down there for a dip, a paddleboard, breakfast and watching the sunrise, there's no better place to be. And they've got lots of ambitions to make it into a water sports hub as well. So that's our early morning place to go before work. At the end of the day, we head over to Tor Abbey Sands and see Sean and Laura at Soak. Yep. And sitting there with the sea lapping up against your feet with a cocktail in hand, watching the sunset with their vibes and music is incredible.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I love that. So we were just talking about your TikTok and how much fun you have with that. What would you say, looking at everything that you do in a day, what do you think is your favorite part of the job? What's the best part?
I get paid to do my hobby. I get paid to drive around in a boat all day, taking people out, showing off where we live and the best bits of it. And zooming around on a boat at 50 knots, what's not to like? It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It is a pretty good job, I'd have to say. Yeah, I might want to.
There's a bit more to it with the paperwork side of it, but it's the boating we all love, being outside in the fresh air.
That's brilliant. And as you are like one of Tor Bay's kind of like top attractions, I know that the English Riviera Bid Company, they've been promoting what you're doing quite a bit to the local business community. Recently, when I was at one of the Tor Bay Business Forum breakfasts, Carolyn kind of called out that you have the fastest rib ride and was saying, you know, we really need to start promoting that because it's like the biggest in the UK and the fastest in the UK and the safest. Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
So there's, you know, you're becoming like a real kind of jewel in the crown of these attractions. So you were mentioning earlier off mic that you've got a new Riviera attraction partnership. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the bid company are amazing in supporting everything we do. Mm. But there's been a number of attractions that, including myself, we've set up an attraction partnership just to help really support each other primarily. So sitting with another attraction and understanding their footfall, their struggles, and sharing ideas has been really valuable. But we also are then promoting each other. And we've got a attraction showcase on the 11th of May between 1 and 4 at Ockham Farm, whereby any business owners, accommodation providers, anyone like that, that actually wants to come and meet the attractions and put the face behind the name and have a chat to them all and find out what we're planning, what we're doing, any information like that, this is the place to come.
All right, that's brilliant. That's Thursday, the 11th of May, 1 to 4 p.m., Ockham Farm in Paignton. And that is to kind of support, share, and promote the attractions in Torbay with the partnership. Did you say there are 17 attractions businesses? Could you, like, what other types of businesses are there? Is it kind of like the Model Village?
Model Village, yeah. Kent's Cavern, Splashdown Water Park, oh. Paignton Zoo, Torquay Museum, the Golden Hind in Brixham. There's lots of us. Apologies for those I haven't mentioned.
No, that's great though. Just to get a feel for like what types of businesses are going. Because I think like there's attractions and then you think, oh, well, then there's also events and there's festivals, but they are different. I think, you know, the attractions being like, you know, like businesses that are local to the area that bring in tourism year on year. It's always a challenge. You've got these shoulder season, then you've got the winter period and things like that, where like a festival or an event or something like that is kind of like a one-off. You've got the build-up, the bang, and then the tail off. So yeah, I think it's important to support, you know, attractions businesses throughout Torbay. It's really a good idea. And so I'm looking forward to hearing more about the attraction showcase.
Pre-booking is required.
Oh, crumbs. Oh, where do they book?
All the levy payers would have had something through from the bid company.
Okay.
If in doubt, get in touch and we'll send you some details.
All right. That's brilliant. Thank you. Oh, and Ockham's also going to be doing some free guided tours of their farm and facilities. And South Devon College will be there too with their tourism students. So it sounds like a good time. Now turning over to festival news. The English Riviera Walking Festival is coming to a close on Saturday. So if you haven't been out on one of their coastal walks yet, make sure that you book today. And the website is rivierawalking.co.uk. And Paignton Green is the place to be during the upcoming bank holiday. They are holding a coronation festival that starts this weekend. So we've got a whole kind of calendar of events. So get out your diaries. Friday, the 28th of April, is the fun fair kickoff, and that starts at 4 p.m. On Saturday, the 29th, there's a grand opening announcement by friend of the pod, MP Kevin Foster, and you get 1 hour of free rides. There's live music at the Geopark with our favorite funk duo, Schofield, and they're from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. And then, get this, there's a PIMS bar at the Geopark Cafe.
What's not to like with any of that?
I know, right? Funk and Pims. Who knew? Sunday, that's going to feature the English Riviera Bike Show, and that is coming in from 10 to 6 p.m. And they've also got live music with a band called The Royals, and that's from 3 p.m. And then Jason Howard from 4 to 6. And then, did we mention the Pims Bar? Still at the Geopark Cafe. It's going to be a weekend, all weekend, and so that is super fun. On Bank Holiday Monday, and that's the 1st of May, there's live music from 1 and a giant dinosaur live show. Have you ever seen those big dinosaurs that are big costumes?
Oh, okay, like the inflatable costume ones.
Yeah.
No way.
I think that's what it is.
That'll be amazing.
So that's a live show, and that's at 1, 3, and 5 p.m., so get the kids down there. And they've got these kids' live characters from 1 to 3 p.m. at the fair, and that's kind of like Paw Patrol characters and like Spider-Man, that kind of thing. And the PIMS bar...
Again,
there's a lot of PIMS going on. It seems to be the PIMS bars like every day. Tuesday, the 2nd, fun fair, and guess what? PIMS bar. Okay. For the hardcore PIMS fans, Paignton Green's where you need to be.
That's fantastic.
Is there such a thing as a hardcore PIMS fan? I don't know.
There is now.
So you want to pop this date into your diary. So on Paint and Green, the fireworks have been announced. They're on Saturday, the 6th of May, and that's at 9 p.m. And we want to extend big thanks to our friends Jed and Claire at Beaches B&B on Manor Road for sending that through for us. And also on the 6th of May, DJ Sick Mick will be spinning the decks over on Preston Seafront at Sarah's on the Beach. And that's from 6 to 11 p.m. So that sounds like a really fun day. Sarah's is now licensed to sell kind of like tins and bottles of beer and cider. So make sure you pop down. And when you're on Preston, of course, you'll be able to see the fireworks over on Paint and Green.
Fantastic.
So it sounds like it's like all coming together. And so that is Saturday, the 6th of May.
The place to be.
It's back.
Aha.
The Brixham Pirate Festival is back. It's back. 29th of April. So what is that? Is that Friday? Saturday?
Friday.
Friday through the 1st of May, you look for a huge street party, live music, and that includes sea shanty tunes, pirate rock, food, drink, swashbuckling, merriment, some general carnage, and cannon fire on the South Quay.
Have you been before?
I have been.
As a pirate?
No. I spent the whole day at Liberty just like getting drunk on cocktails. It was brilliant. But I was so in awe of everybody's costumes.
They go to such effort, don't they?
Oh, the amazing detail and everything. Just like every little buckle and every little like kind of, oh, it was just incredible. All the little lace and, oh, I loved it. I loved it. Did you hear about this? I saw a picture of this on Facebook the other day. The El Galleon is one of the largest ships of its kind. And I think the type of ship that is called a galleon, so I'm not sure. So El Galleon is coming and it's going to be sailing around Torbay. And I think it's going to end up in Brixham Harbour. Is Torquay Water Sports doing anything special around this like massive ship turning up?
We are so excited for its arrival. It is one of the biggest sailing galleons in the world. We're tracking it across the channel at the moment. It's due to arrive tomorrow evening, we think. So we are going to be poised, ready to go and meet it as it comes in. And every time it's out there, absolutely, we'll be doing trips to go and see it. And it'd be rude not to pop our heads into Brixham on each boat trip and watch all the carnage going on with all the pirates. I think Greg's even going to dress up as a pirate for us for the weekend. So it should be really good fun.
So you're going to have a pirate like flying across on a rope. He's going to lose his hat. Lose his eye patch.
That could be bad.
So do you have to buy tickets for the El Galleon kind of special? Or is it just like, if you happen to be on the rib, you happen to see it? Or?
I think it's going alongside and they're doing alongside tours. So we'll probably pop our nose into it and see it alongside if it's not out at sea. But it'd be an amazing sight.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be absolutely massive. Do you think it's going to come in under sail? Like to have the sails dropped?
It'd be great to see it with its sails up. I guess it depends what direction the wind's going to be in, but it would be amazing to see it in either state. It is just huge.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that. What a win for them. That's great. Western Lady Ferries, they are running a two ferry service all weekend. So you just climb on board either the ferry, take the bus, take the number 12, a boat, a jet ski, take a Torquay Water Sports fastest rib ride in the UK and get over to Brixham. If you are coming down from Exmouth, Stuart Line Cruises is sailing to Brixham on Saturday the 29th with a boatload of pirates. So make sure that you watch out for that one. And you can also arrange a sail on Brixham's only catamaran. And they've got a bow viewing experience. And so look for Boat Safari on Instagram. You can book individual spaces or you can rent out that whole boat. Your booking is essential. You call 07877-601-048 for availability. Make sure that you follow the Brixham Pirate Festival Facebook page and the Brixham Town Council Facebook page for more information and last-minute details. And while we're on it, if you're a fan of sea shanties, mark your diary for the Teen Maritime and Shanty Festival. It's taking place later in the year from the 8th to the 10th of September. But we thought we'd mention it because we're talking about our pirates.
Yeah, that sounds exciting as well.
Yeah, and don't forget the air show's coming up.
I am so excited for the air show. So the 3rd and 4th of June.
Nice.
Last year we did special trips out there so you could book a boat. We did special trips on Raptor and our small boats for an hour. book it out there, special event, sit right underneath the air shows, whether it's the Red Arrows or any of the events going on, to be beneath the air show, watching it overhead, out at sea, is an incredible experience.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, I love the Red Arrows. They're my favourites. I love that.
And the Tornado's back this year as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. What's the really loud one?
Yeah, that's the Tornado.
Oh, is that called Tornado?
Yeah, it wasn't there last year, sadly, no. But what an incredible aircraft.
It's like rattles the windows.
It really
when
does.
We're on the quay, it's just like, oh my God, what's happening?
A couple of years ago, we were in a boat right beneath it as it did its upward turn, and you could just see the engine, you know, burning, and the sound going right through you. It was incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, yeah, that's great. We've got a couple other festivals that are coming up. We've got Paynton Festival is looking for sponsors and advertisers for the 2023 festival. So visit PayntonFestival.com for more details. And Torbay Pride is also looking for sponsors. Sign up is easy, and you get a digital badge to display on your website and your newsletters. Visit torbaypride.co.uk. Right, Michelle, are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Go for it.
What's the best beach?
Fishcombe Cove.
What's the best place for cocktails?
Tor Abbey Sands with soak.
Right. What's the best restaurant?
Ollie's on Torwood Street.
Oh, definitely. Describe your summer in 5 words.
Barbecue, sunshine, paddleboarding, boating, dolphins.
Oh, amazing. Brilliant. Now it's time for our jobs listing. Make sure to check out the latest on Indeed, but here's our list for the week. Rockfish in Brixham is hiring loads of staff, including a commis chef, full and part-time seasonal staff, an assistant manager, and staff for their takeaway. Search online for Rockfish Careers or head over to therockfish.co.uk. And Riverford Field Kitchen is hiring chefs at their award-winning restaurant in the Devon countryside. Visit riverford.co.uk to apply. There goes the raptor.
There is the raptor. I'm sat here talking to you and the raptor has just left Torquay Harbour.
This is the view that we get.
That's absolutely amazing. You guys get to watch this every day.
Yes, we
do. But you need to come on board.
Okay, that's a promise. Back to the jobs, right? Golden Palms Amusements has a vacancy for their prize shop. It's a 4-hour weekend contract for over 16s. Just drop into the Golden Palms in Torquay with your CV and your cover letter. And the Coppa Dollar Inn at Broadhemston in Totnes is hiring part-time bar, waiting, and kitchen staff. I've heard that the Coppa Dollar Inn has done... They do great pies. I've heard they're really famous for their
love
pies.
Love a pie, do they? I have to check them out.
They're supposed to be the best. Number 7, Fish Bistro in Torquay is hiring part-time serving staff with an immediate start. So send your CV to enquiries at no7-fish.com. Now turning to our live music calendar. Thursday, the 27th, Cantina in Goodrington has Matt Sellers on from 6 to 8 p.m. The Exmouth Shantymen are at the Bottle Shop, 24 Middle Street in Brixham from 7:30. And that's an £8 entry, £10 at the door. On Friday, the 28th, TQ Beer Works has Sammy Jonas from 8 to 10 p.m. And don't forget, you get 10% off draft beer, wine, and spirits. Don't forget to hashtag Torbay Friday on your social media posts when you're out on Friday night. On Saturday, the 29th, Griffin Bar in Torquay has the Occasions. They take the stage from 4 p.m. And Busta Groove is at the Rock Garden in Torquay from 9:30. The Blue Walnut Cafe in Torquay has live music with Glenn Bob, plus support to be confirmed. And that is Saturday, the 29th. Doors open at 7. And Slipstream are playing at the Burton in Brixham from 9 to 11 p.m. On Sunday the 30th, Griffin Bar in Torquay has those fun, love, and hard rockin' good old boys Harbour. They are playing from 4 p.m. And in case you missed them, over at Rock Garden, Busta Groove is at the Spinning Wheel in Paynton at 3 p.m. And then they're headed over to 21 in Torquay from 9:30. And on Monday the 1st, Cantina in Goodrington has a lunchtime concert with Dilly Boys Duo. And the Griffin Bar is hosting Booster Music from 4 p.m.
Wow, there's so much going on, isn't there?
There's so much going on. It's incredible. It's a great bank holiday.
No one's got an excuse to sit in, I don't think. Get out there.
Definitely not. Our weather outlook for the weekend, Saturday, it's a little bit cloudy. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain. But bank holiday Monday is the big winner. partly sunny skies.
And all 3 days are perfect for boating.
That's right. So remind us again, Michelle, how do people book on Torquay Water Sports?
So Torquay Water Sports, you can see all of our availability online. You can book online, give us a call or follow us on Facebook, Instagram or TikTok. We'd love to see you share your photos, stories and just get in touch.
All right, brilliant. Thanks so much for joining us today, Michelle. It's been really fun.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute ball. We've had a right laugh. Thank you.
Really good. Cheers. Have a good weekend, everyone.